With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Collapse of the week-long truce between Israel and Hamas, bringing more fighting. Here's correspondent Norman Hall.
According to the health ministry in Gaza, Israeli strikes on houses and buildings have killed at least 178 people throughout the Gaza Strip. Israel said it struck more than 200 Hamas targets. Militants in Gaza resumed firing rockets into Israel, and fighting broke out between Israel and Hezbollah militants operating along Israel's northern border with Lebanon. Ceasefire mediator Qatar said efforts are ongoing to renew the truce. Israel says 115 men, 20 women, and 2 children are still held captive. I'm Norman Hall.
Federal judge rejecting Donald Trump's effort to toss out his 2020 election subversion case in Washington, dismissing the Republicans' claims that he is immune from prosecution. Also at SRNnews.com, United States now committed to the idea of phasing out coal power plants. Here's Bob Agnew.
The announcement came on Saturday in the United Arab Emirates by Special Envoy John Kerry. He says U.S. will join 56 other countries in the Powering Past Coal Alliance. That means the Biden administration commits to building no new coal plants and phasing out existing plants. No date was given for when the existing plants would be phased out. Other Biden regulations aim to pull the plug on coal by 2035. Bob Agner reporting.
United States mourning the passing of 2 notable people, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, dead at the age of 100, and the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court has died. Sandra Day O'Connor was 93. Los Angeles police searching for a suspect in the fatal shootings of 3 homeless people around the city. Spokesman says the 3 shootings occurred in the early morning hours over several days. This is SRN News. A study of religious life in the UK gets a little help from dedicated amateurs.
The University of Reading has been awarded $1.2 million by the British Arts and Humanities Research Council to take an in-depth look at the role of Christianity in the country's medieval period. And the school says it will draw much of its data from the findings of British metal detectorists. Over the years, these folks have unearthed all kinds of ancient religious objects. Now the University of Reading will draw upon them for their study. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians severely persecuted in China, but they're not the only faith group in the crosshairs. Human Rights Watch says the Chinese government has expanded its campaign of closing mosques to regions other than Xinjiang, where for years it has been blamed for also persecuting thousands of Muslim minorities. This is SRN News. Most drivers would pay $15 to enter Manhattan's Central Business District under a plan released by New York officials. John Scott explains.
The congestion pricing plan will be the first such program in the U.S. if it's approved by transportation officials next year. Revenue from the tolls, projected to be roughly $1 billion annually, would be used to finance borrowing to upgrade the city's mass transit systems. Under the plan, passenger car drivers entering Manhattan south of 60th Street would be charged $15 electronically, while the fee for small trucks would be $24 and $36 for large trucks. John Scott reporting.
A Vermont jury finding a child care provider guilty of manslaughter. A jury has convicted Stacey Valancourt of manslaughter and child cruelty in the 2019 death of Harper Rose Breyer. More details at SRNnews.com.